sukkah means it's a ruchnistika hagona. Like you said, the sukkah is the bechin of soicha beruch hakodesh. Tzila de meimenusa. It's a hagona. It doesn't just mean a shed. So as you wouldn't necessarily use the word sukkah means the benchleim soicha of us. It's a special anoga. That's what the bechin of sukkah says. That's why the word is used. That's why it's a zeicha and not a kovet. It's not stam. It's not stam wrapped around something. It's wrapped around the tzila nusa. Right? There's a solution. Sukkah is miloshen soicha. Soicha beruch hakodesh. It's a hecher. It's a tzila. It's a tzeil. The memenusa. It's a tzeil of one. It's a hecher zach around us. It's the word sukkah, and that's connected. And that's what it was.
That's a physical thing. Already.
No. Avada is also a physical thing. However, that physical thing, avada the kedusha depends. Every person kafiz madrega. So Amishna Rebbe, the scariest part of the year for him is going into the sukkah. Goes in and he goes out again, and he you know, there's people who see, there's people who feel more than a shed when they go into the sukkah. And that, but that's the lashon of sukkah, soicha baruch hakodesh. A person can see and can feel kavalti gazachin in the sukkah. That's why the lashon, that's why it's called the lashon of sukkah. And that's the zeicha to nana kovet.
So why are we talking about making the sukkah mamsh if it's a zeicha for nana kovet?
Because because of the word sukkah. The word sukkah is miloshen soicha. In other words, the word soicha means you've got to make. If you make it kafi the specifications of the Torah, so then you're soicha beruach hakodesh. And the sukkah is miloshen soicha, and then it's stuck like the nana kovet. If it's made kafi the specifications.